Now, yesterday morning, I had a chance to go to Fleet Farm. You're saying Fleet Farm, Joe? Yeah, Fleet Farm in Waite Park. Had a big announcement yesterday. You're saying, what's going on, Fleet Farm? Well, they're going to do some remodeling and add some more products and some more space at Fleet Farm. Had a chance to check in with Fleet Farm CEO Derek Prell, as he gave us some insight. And, of course, a lot of folks say, well, if you can't find it at Fleet Farm, you just don't need it, right?
That's our saying, but we have found several thousand more items that we think customers are going to love and need. So we'll be remodeling and expanding this Waite Park store. We're going to add 20,000 square feet to the store by reclaiming a back room that's too big. So we're going to give it back to customers. And we'll be refreshing and changing out just about everything on the interior. We've been building stores this year that we call the stores of the future, and they're all new. So this is the first store that will become a store of the future of the existing fleet. And we chose this store because we have a loyal customer base. We're kind of bursting at the seams, and the community's been super supportive. So this was the obvious first of the stores of the future for Fleet Farm's existing stores.
We had the conversation, a lot of folks come in saying, well, don't change my store, it's my store, I got a personal connection to it. Somebody made the analogy, you're just kind of expanding, not really changing anything.
Yeah, we're not changing Fleet Farm. In fact, we got to where we are because we interviewed several hundred customers, and we said, what should we not change? And then we asked them, well, what would make your experience better? And what we heard was, the more product, the better. We heard, let's make it a little easier to shop. Let's make it a little easier to find some things. And go ahead and expand in some of the categories we know and love, whether that's farm or pet or outdoor or seasonal goods. That's where we're going to put our emphasis. So it's not going to be a different Fleet Farm. It's just going to be a little bigger and a little nicer.
Are we going to see new product lines, different kinds of inventory we haven't seen before?
Yes, there will be thousands of new items added to the Waite Park store. So all of the areas that we touch will get some level of new product. Sporting goods and our outdoor section will be the most impacted. That will be a tremendous expansion. But we're also going to be expanding farm and ag, pet, seasonal, hardware, and a really nice kind of outdoor and patio cooking set that we don't have here today. So think grills and everything you need to do to spend some time outdoors with your family.
It's an interesting look at remodeling. It's not just a fresh paint job and a new sign out front. It's kind of from the inside out, isn't it?
Yeah, we wanted to focus more on the customer experience than kind of the look. I mean, Fleet Farm's not we're not meant to be pretty, right? People come here because we have great value and we have a lot of great product. So we're spending our time and effort in this remodel and expansion mostly on the inside. So hoping as you come into the store, you have a better experience.
You mentioned, now, is this going to serve kind of as a template you mentioned then for future stores?
Yes. So this very much is our first go at taking this Fleet Farm of the future and putting it into an existing market. We're pretty sure it's going to be successful. So when it is, yeah, we're going to do more of these in some of our other stores in the network.
Some comments yesterday. Derek Prell joining us, CEO and president of Fleet Farm, as they're announcing a remodel at Fleet Farm in Waite Park. Your noontime news here on Chasm Radio for a Friday.